Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Comme d'Archi, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despont, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. To offer you the best content, Philippe Henry, sound engineer, is at the technical helm of the podcast. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Hello, I am the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Derrida's. We are meeting today for a short format. I read a text written by Anne-Charlotte on communication in architecture, a profession she has been practicing since her beginnings in the early 90s. So I read. When I started working in an architectural firm in the 90s, communication was not a profession in this type of professional structure. I myself had just graduated from the School of Fine Arts, was studying history of architecture at the Sorbonne, and had been hired as a draughtswoman in an international firm. One day, a press request arrived at the agency. I jumped at the opportunity to ask the editor of the magazine, as well as my employer, for the opportunity to write the article, pointing out that I had studied with a renowned professor at the University of Paris 1, having also become, at the agency, the essential person to write architectural notices. The subject of the article was the brand new Microsoft France headquarters with its steel structure, located in Villebon-sur-Yvette, in the Paris region. The article was published in Magazine for Steel, marking my beginnings as a communication manager in an agency, but also as an author, since I now and regularly sign publications. This Monday, January 21, 2020, we put online a podcast Comme d'Archi Season 2 Hashtag 7, recorded in French a few days ago, on the subject of communication for architects. It brought together the expertise of communication officers from French agencies, sometimes international, a researcher and journalist, and a young architect known in France. This recording demonstrated the evolution of the profession of communication officer or director in architecture. Today, I am bringing back to you some elements of this recent discussion, put into perspective in the light of my 30 years of practice in this profession, because it is not enough to theorize. The understanding of the profession, its detailed knowledge, comes through practice in the field, as in many disciplines. Moreover, I think that immersion in an architectural office is very important. It allows you to grasp the DNA of a firm, and more generally to immerse yourself in the highlights of a project, and to know the history in order to better transcribe it. The training of the communication profile does not exist strictly speaking. The profiles are very diversified in the French landscape. Training for historians, general communication officer, architects, and sometimes administrative staff. The fact of being a qualified architect is like a sesame. It seems to give access to the grail. However, from my own experience, the fact of being graduate does not in any way presuppose knowing how to read in space, nor the ability to use languages and have a strategic vision. These are qualities that I believe this communication director slash officer must have. In France today, the agency communication director must always work through traditional channels. Books, press kits, press relations, photographic reports on projects commissioned by professionals. In addition to this, all the digital media have been added. Websites, social networks that feed mainly on images and videos. Audio through podcasting works well in the USA. Americans have understood that by focusing on listening, memory works better. On the other hand, in Asia, especially in China, podcasting is considered old-fashioned, video having become unavoidable. We consume images in turns. Ultra technology has become a primary value, which makes sense. In our Western culture, the main value is still what makes sense, first for woman and man. In the communication profession, the nature of publications has changed. For example, the famous Danish architect Bjarke Ingels, founder of the big agency, becomes more famous than his own agency by weaving himself a strong relationship with the public. Not hesitating to share a little of his professional and personal history on Instagram, the young architect present at our Comdarchi Season 2 Hashtag 7 confirms her desire to publish her own news on social networks. Does this prove that the profession of communication officer in architecture agencies is already on the decline? In my opinion, no. The profession still has a bright future ahead of it, because architects who want to publish and manage their own communication on social networks are not in the majority. And if this practice can bring considerable visibility, it does not sum up by itself all that communication can bring to an agency. Moreover, the architect's job requires so much energy when it is fully practiced: finding clients, building clients' loyalty, designing the project, monitoring and orchestrating construction sites, that there is little time left to focus on time-consuming networks. However, the fact that an architect manages his own reputation on social networks sends a signal that the communication director slash officer must take into account. While digital technology now brings a whole host of tools, what is the value of the communicator in the agency? Probably, as in the past, to support the architect to provide him with a global vision, a insight on this culture, on this profession, knowing how to simplify it, to make it accessible to everyone. Its value is to be able to adapt the language to the liking of the tools and to make these languages accessible. That the young generation of architects integrates project communication by default is undeniable. However, he must always be able to delegate it. He must not neglect the primary vocation of the act of building, which is to shelter women and men to live. It must not forget that the urgent condition of architecture today is to preserve the planet, even if it means slowing down more in the field of devouring energies. To the communication director slash officer, to evolve to the rhythm of inventions, of these flows, of energies, of knowledge, and to inhabit it. Carpe diem. Thank you for listening, and see you next Monday in French with a new agency. Wednesday in English with a new project. Take care of yourself.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcast and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.